In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Rita of Cascia is called the Saint of the Impossible because God has performed humanly impossible miracles through her intercession. She loved her children with true motherly love, but she loved God more and preferred to see them dead in heaven than alive but murderous and vengeful. She was a model for the religious of all orders, since she knew how to offer herself as a victim for the salvation of others. Her spiritual motherhood continues to live, helping and interceding for all those who invoke her throughout the world. She is an exemplary woman, the saint of silence, the saint of forgiveness, the saint of peace, the advocate of the impossible. Bees appeared in Saint Rita's life in the first days after she was born, also on the same day of her death. New bees appeared in the convent and were placed on the walls of the monastery in the inner courtyard. They are the so-called walled bees, a rare species of bees that do not have a stinger and do not produce wax or honey. Also, at the time of Saint Rita's beatification, some golden bees appeared in a blue field, but immobile, as they were on the heraldic shield of Pope Urban VIII, the pope who beatified her. In the 20th century, Blessed Teresa Fasci founded the Beehive, that is, an orphanage for orphaned girls, and she called them little bees. What will bees have to do with Saint Rita's life? Does God want to tell us something through them? Perhaps he wants to tell us that she was a little bee of the Lord, a silent worker who worked with enthusiasm to give everyone the sweetness and joy of his spiritual honey, but that she kept for herself the sting and sufferings, which she offered for the salvation of the rest. Will you be willing to be a bee in the swarm of Jesus? Do you want to be like Saint Rita of Cascia, a person who distributes the honey of joy and love to others? Are you willing to offer your daily cross like her for the salvation of others? Are you willing to forgive those who have offended you? Imitate Saint Rita of Cascia, and you will be a beautiful little bee from God's garden. Let's talk about the grapes of Saint Rita of Cascia. The superior, to test her obedience, ordered her to water a dry vine, and God rewarded her obedience by turning the dry tree into a beautiful vine that is still displayed to visitors in the courtyard of the convent of Saint Rita of Cascia. The nuns, in their brief account of the life of Saint Rita, do not mention this fact, perhaps because it was not clear that it had been a miracle. Perhaps it was simply a normal vine plant that Saint Rita, for years, was commissioned to water and care for out of obedience, and after her death, due to its relationship with the saint, miraculous powers were attributed to it. The fact is that the vine is still there, and according to experts, it will be more than 200 years old, and may be the daughter of the one that Saint Rita cared for. Every year, the nuns send the Pope a box of grapes from the vine of Saint Rita of Cascia. On the other hand, the nuns, since ancient times, have reduced the dry leaves of the vine to powder, boiled the powder, and distributed it among the faithful in blessed bags. And there are many miracles that have been attributed to this vine dust. On the feast of Saint Rita of Cascia, May 22nd, in many Augustinian churches, roses are blessed to distribute to the devotees. And God has performed many miracles through those who receive them with faith. In the Augustinian ritual, it is said that they are used to regain health, and like all sacramentals, are effective because of the prayer of the church and the faith of the faithful. There are those who prepare tea with the petals of these blessed roses, praying in Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for 9 days in a row. The important thing is the faith of the sick person and of the family that prays for him. The nuns also made long ago, as stated in the Acts of the Beatification process, buns mixed with the powder of the vine leaves, and many are healed. Obviously, these roses or these powders of the vine do not have special chemical properties. The important thing is the faith of the one who takes them, invoking the intercession of St. Rita of Cascia to be cured. It is the same as the water of Lourdes, the rolls of St. Nicholas of Tolentino, or the bread that St. John Bosco gave. The important thing is not what is taken, but the faith of the one who takes it. And God rewards faith and performs wonderful miracles. As Jesus said in the Gospel, everything is possible for one who has faith. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. And this also happens with the relics of St. Rita of Cascia or other saints, and with the oil from the lamp that is on her tomb or with other blessed objects in her sanctuary. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.